This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR, and this is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. And our guest today is a first-timer on Focus on the Flathead. It's Tanya Horn. She is the director and co-founder of the Flathead Warming Center right here in Kalispell in the good old Flathead Valley. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I want to learn a little bit about you before we actually talk about the Warming Center. You're not an original from Montana, but man, you are about as close as you can get. Tell us about yourself a little bit.
Yeah, I've lived here about 19 years, and I'm originally from Texas, and my family and I live in the Flathead for that long, and I have a freshman going into Glacier. Actually, his first day was today, and he's on the Glacier football team.
Wow, is he driving yet?
No. That has been a lot of work on my part. We're ready for that. I don't know if he's ready, but we're ready.
So what was Texas like and then moving to Montana from Texas?
Wow, I call that the witness protection program. Got a new family, got a new home, lived across the state, changed my name. It kind of fits the witness protection program.
But. Well, it kind of does, doesn't it?
When
you put it that way.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about the Warming Center because I'm just learning about it. Heard a lot about it in the news. You guys have been around a few years now.
Well, we will be starting our fourth winter season this coming winter. But because we've been able to renovate and add showers and laundry, those type of services of compassion, we've been able to be open this summer for folks to be able to get that shower and that laundry and to gain the tools and the resources that they need to move beyond homelessness.
You call this on your website low barrier access to warm, safe place for those in need. Now, what does that mean?
Low barrier means we take people as they are, but low barrier does not mean low standards. So a person can come in intoxicated if they're struggling with that. They can come in without an ID. They can come in with their treasured animal. Those are barriers that might keep people out of housing. However, we do have high expectations for them to be able to stay there. But what we find is that people rise to those expectations when they understand what they are. And also because of the resources and the community that we build inside the Warming Center, mm-hmm. it makes it a situation that they don't want to lose. And what we do starts with relationships, and that changes everything.
So when you first thought about the idea, because you were one of the co-founders, did you get any pushback at all from the community?
Yes and no. You know, we do take care of each other in the Flathead.
Yeah.
And that is what our motto is at the Flathead Warming Center. But sometimes we are fearful of the things that we don't understand. And that's very common in homelessness. But without a doubt, when we bring people inside to warmth and safety and structure, our whole community is safer and stronger.
Sounds good. Let's talk about the Warming Center itself, the building, the access, the size. Let's talk about all those things.
Absolutely. You know, we are so blessed that we turned a mechanics garage, used to be Norby's Car Center, at 889 North Meridian. That's north of the fairgrounds. We turned that into a homeless shelter. So our very first winter season there, we had porta potties, and they vented outside, and we had a new heating system. But other than that, the garage doors, everything were still there.
Yeah.
But that winter, we served 207 unique individuals, needed a place to lay their head down. And since then, we've been able to renovate. So it doesn't look so much like a mechanic's garage anymore.
Do you feed them as well?
Absolutely. Yep. Basically, to get out, it's very hard to get out of homelessness. So taking care of a person's basic needs is just the beginning of that.
In the middle of winter, this has to be tough to turn people away when it gets so cold outside.
Yes, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
The need that we have a capacity of 40 individuals right now. And in the wintertime, the need is greater than our capacity that we have. And so 186 times we had to turn an individual away. And an individual who needed a warm and safe place for that night, we didn't have room.
Yeah. And some of the stats that you could talk about, you mentioned the elderly. This kind of saddened me a little bit. The elderly use it as well.
Absolutely. And that was our greatest increase in a certain demographic. We had a higher increase of the elderly population. Ages 55 to 61, we served 32 individuals. And 62 and over, we served 27 individuals. We were partnering with other agencies to find walkers. Things like that within homelessness is just, it's a tragedy.
And do some bring their children in?
Yes, we do have families as well.
Okay, well, we're going to talk more about that here in just a couple minutes. And also about fundraising. You are a 501c3. You take donations. We're going to get into all that in the second half of Focus on the Flathead. You've been listening to the voice of the director and co-founder of the Warming Center with Kalispell. It's Tanya Horn. We're going to be back with more on Focus on the Flathead on part two. We're sponsored by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Green's Pediatric Dentistry and Archives, always available right here at KJJR.com. We'll be right back right here on Focus.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hello, you've reached Uber Bank. I am your personal assistant. Your call will be answered in approximately 12 minutes.
Why do we choose to deal with systems rather than service? Introducing Kasasa, free accounts that reward you by earning cash back, music, or extra savings, and refunds on ATM fees. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Ask for Kasasa at Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back on Focus on the Flathead again, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And archives available at KJJR.com. And we're talking to Tanya Horn. She's the director and co-founder of the Flathead Warming Center. Tanya, thanks again for being here. And we're already at part two. And we want to talk about a lot of things that a lot of people probably don't know about the Warming Center. First of all, you got a gala coming up for a fundraiser. You are a 501c3, so you really rely on this kind of stuff, donations, volunteers, that kind of thing. Let's learn about the gala a little bit.
We definitely rely upon our community because we're community funded, and that's really important. And so we have started our signature event. This will be our inaugural gala, and it is Souls of the Flathead Dancing with the Stars. If you can think about the TV show, it's very similar to that. We've taken some of our local celebrities and we have paired them up with local dance studios. And right now they are practicing. They're getting a little nervous, but they're going to be fantastic. So it's going to be a spectacular, and I don't say that lightly, a spectacular evening. There's going to be live music, there's going to be dinner, and there's going to be a lot of touching moments because we do take care of each other in the Flathead. That's our motto. And it's important for our community to understand the crisis that we have in homelessness.
Yeah, definitely. Can you tell us about some of the celebs or the local celebs?
Can
you name? Can you name a couple names?
I definitely can. Our celebrity dancers include Sheriff Brian Haino.
Oh my goodness!
So Flathead Sheriff.
I hope you got a two-step.
Oh no, he's getting a little more difficult than that. They all are. It's definitely taking them out of their comfort zone.
This is going to be fun to watch.
It is. Then we have the Kalispell Police Chief Doug Overman. And there's a little bit of competition between the two of them that is a lot of fun. And they're dancing with their spouses.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's spectacular because we all know the true celebrities of the couple is definitely the spouse.
Okay.
We also have the Flathead County Attorney, Travis Honor, and the Public Defender, Nick Emmisager. And we have David Boy, a Black Diamond Mortgage.
Wow.
So some great people who really do have a heart for those that are hurting in our community. And that's why they're willing to get out of their comfort zones and do this.
And our very own Justin Metch is going to be the MC.
He is. That's going to be exciting. He's really great at pulling it all together for a spectacular show.
He didn't even tell me about this.
Oh, it's a good kept secret.
That's the 23rd, Hilton Garden Inn, time that begins?
It begins at 6 o'clock.
And do you have to get tickets?
Absolutely. And the tickets are going fast. We have 400 tickets, and half of them have already sold.
Wow. Jeez. This sounds really popular. Well, congratulations on putting this. Sounds like it's going to be a win-win right across the board.
I think so. Yeah. We're excited.
Well, let's talk about, you talk about community a little bit ago. Let's talk about some community solutions, how we can all come together to help the Warming Center. Again, nonprofit, 501c3. And to me, if you're going to give to something, this is a spectacular thing to give to.
Thank you. You know, homelessness is a crisis in our community, and I think that we all see that. but it's definitely a crisis to the individual or the family that's experiencing homelessness. And by every meaningful measure, homelessness is an issue that proves to be more costly to ignore than it does to address. There is definitely a human cost to homelessness, and we see real suffering in our own backyards.
What can we do? I mean, of course, we could donate money, but how about time? Are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. We have volunteers that are, it's a very meaningful volunteer experience, especially for the volunteer, but also for our homeless individuals who are our guests at the Warming Center.
Yeah, so I should have said this before, but when we asked about the food, because you do feed the folks that come in, where does that come from?
That comes from our community. We're 100% community funded. Everything comes from our community, the compassion of our community. It's very inspiring.
And you cook right there?
No.
You don't? Okay.
No, the food is brought in, yes.
Okay. So, but you need money for that too.
Absolutely. It takes money to take care of people. It does. But more than anything, it takes a lot of compassion, and our community has a lot of compassion.
And let's talk about how we can get a hold of you. Of course, if there's donations, volunteers, and maybe you could describe what the volunteers might be doing as well.
You can get a hold of us at flatheadwarmingcenter.org, or you can come by. We love to give our community a tour. So that way, that is the best way to learn about who we are.
A very worthwhile cause for sure. And is there anything else that you want the community to know about you? Because this is your fourth year, fourth season. The season dates, that's one thing we should mention again.
We hope to open early October.
Right.
Right now we are trying to get our staffing together, and that's a challenge for our whole community. But as soon as we can get our staffing together, and I got to put a plug in for working at the Flathead Warming Center, is a very, very meaningful experience.
Again, the phone number and the address.
We are at 889 North Meridian in Kalispell. That's north of the fairgrounds. And our phone number is 885-3042.
We'll give them a call. We encourage it. And thank you so much for educating us more here and our audience on the Warming Center and the needs out there in the Flathead Valley. You've been listening to the voice of Tanya Horn. She's the director of Flathead Warming Center and co-founder as well. I want to thank you for being here. Welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
This is Focus on the Flathead, again, a presentation of Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And we'll see you next week right here on News Talk at 80 and 107.9 KJJR.